Your benefits?
Do you know why? Or, for those of you that have not started Social Security, do you know if you will pay tax on your benefits in the future? As the owner of a tax office and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, I understand how taxes can erode your retirement income. I have found that there are two tax systems in the U.S., one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Unfortunately, the uninformed pay more taxes than they should. In my next Social Security seminar, I will discuss how you could maximize your benefits and potentially eliminate or reduce the tax on Social Security. Reserve your spot today by calling 314-641-1010. Securities offered through First Allied Securities, member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Guess what time it is? It's time for Blust Jewelers' annual Ladies' Day Party. Thursday, October 13th and Friday, October 14th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. It's their biggest sale of the year. You'll get 25 to 50% off regular prices on jewelry and watches. While there, enter a drawing for a $100 gift card. No purchase necessary. There'll be refreshments and you'll get a free gift with select purchases. Blust Jewelers is located on Olive Boulevard, just west of Mason Road, next to the Crazy Bowls and Wraps in the Chinooks Plaza. Blust Jewelers, the small personal jeweler with a big heart, pleasing their customers for over 100 years.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chit.
A high-powered unit packed into this small space.
That describes this station to a T. What does that mean, to a T? What does that mean? It describes you to a T.
I want
to
say we looked this one up before, but I don't remember.
Like a T, like the letter T, or we don't even know what it means. We just walk around our whole lives saying things. We don't know what they mean. It could be something really
maybe
dirty.
Maybe a T-square. Who knows?
What if it's really dirty and we don't even know
could
it?
Could be.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 11th edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's. They're in Chesterfield Valley. It's Copper Dome, and inside is a whole bunch of really good stuff. I know that's pretty vague. I'll get more specific as we move along. But first, control board has been operated during this show for the past 18 years by Eon the Peon. Here he is to say hi to his sponsor.
Thank you. I would like to
You're
say
welcome.
Hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chick.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Red Boy says the expression is really, it fits him to a what?
Cheese.
No, it's not. It fits him to a T.
Fits him to a cheese.
It doesn't even make sense.
No,
now, you're wrong.
It really doesn't.
You're wrong, Red Boy. And not funny. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. I know what you're all thinking. Hey, what happened to Bill Clevelin? Okay, nobody's thinking that. But he will be here in a minute or so. Did we ever close the Burke set? We didn't close it, did we?
I think so, because Dan... jumped in. He goes, I know.
We
did not.
We have to close it. We didn't close it. We can't do anything until that's closed. Perk segment is officially closed. Playhouse brought to you by Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S. Nestle's makes the very best chocolate. Thank you. We know it's actually N-E-S-T-L-E-S, but we do things that nobody else would do, and they don't make any sense. But we don't care, because we know we're on our way out anyway. It's just a matter of time.
Right.
Amini's is in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low.
Hang your head over here, the wind blows.
Thank you. Come on. That's not necessary. Come on. Thank you.
It is in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. It is different than any other store, not just any other store in Chesterfield Valley, any other store anywhere around here. What other store can you go into? Okay, you can go in stores and find lighting. They have a wonderful Jaffe lighting collection, all right? You can go in some other stores and find area rugs, handmade oriental rugs, hand-knotted, machine-made, but not as many as Amini's. You can buy, I think you can buy a pool table. I don't think there are too many places you can buy a pool table. Speaking of that, during this Columbus Day sale, slate pool tables, $14.99. That's a tremendous deal on a slate. And the slate thing is important because if you want, you know, a real pool table that's going to be flat and level and no seam, because when they put slate in, and I watched them do it, it's an amazing process. That seam disappears if it's done right. It's like one piece of slate instead of three. But that's what you want. You want a slate table. And that's just one of the many things on sale during the Columbus Day sale. And you need to go to their website to see the other things that are on sale. And you can still save a lot of money on the patio furniture that they're moving out at the end of the season here as we end another patio year. Because I don't think too many people sit on patio furniture in this part of the country in January and February. Unless you're just weird and you like to sit out in the cold. Maybe you do. But they have the finest patio furniture made in the world, and it's their number one category in sales. But they have so much more, other great pieces of furniture for every room in the house. And yes, jukeboxes and arcade games and pinball. And I'm looking forward to tonight because my grandson's coming over tonight, and he has never seen the new, and this is going to be such a thrill for him. Grumpy got him, actually I got it for myself, I use him as an excuse, electronic shuffleboard / bowling game. It's tremendous, and he's going to have a blast with me tonight. This is a store you can't dislike. And no one has ever walked in Amini's and out and said, man, what a horrible store. No, take the whole family because you're going to love it. And they're going to all have fun. And if you don't have fun, you're going to find something spectacular. Maybe not fun, but spectacular for your home. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. Hey-o. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. For him and the PM Cab Company, the app is STL Taxi. It's free. It's easy to download and easy to use. Please do that if you would. 70 years this year. Happy 70th birthday to Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Thank you for waiting, Bill. Good afternoon.
I forgot to mention this yesterday. You know, this week, I'm very excited and honored, starts my 17th year on the large morning show in the afternoon.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
Okay. Holy cow.
Wow.
Where has the time gone?
I'm glad you told me that. That slipped right by because I just found an old note that I made. And this was made... Wow, this was made about 17 years ago.
It
says, don't let Bill be on more than 16 years.
I
completely forgot about it.
Uh-oh.
Now it's too late.
Oh,
too late.
Got the bullet.
Yeah.
Got the bullet. You mentioned in the show earlier today about Donald Trump being a very smart at marketing himself and being able to get himself in the news a lot. And just for kicks, I put what I'm going to talk about on the air, I kind of type it out and get it ready to roll. roll here, and so I always archive them. So I've saved every single thing I've ever talked about since 2006. And I thought, well, let me just type in Donald Trump and just see how many times that I have talked about him on this show. 68 pages of material popped up where Donald Trump has been in the news for 10 years.
Wow.
A lot.
You're not going to read all 68 pages, are you?
No, but okay. I thought I'd share a few of them with you.
Sure.
And maybe to be fair, tomorrow we'll do the same for Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
This was 2006. Back in 2006, we'll start there. Out of your favorite store, you can now pick up the new Donald Trump Premium Vodka.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff. In fact, one drink and Donald's hair starts looking good.
Oh, boy, that is powerful.
Yeah. And the feud, these are more old ones, the feud between Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump heated up last week with both of them trading personal insults. Not really sure how this is all going to pan out, but let me just say, may the best man win.
Oh, that's good. I get it. She's manly.
Oh.
And Donald Trump, I guess, sent Barbara Walters, I'd forgotten about this, sent Barbara Walters a gift. He had purchased a giant pair of panties at a charity auction that O'Donnell actually wore in the film Exit to Eden and mailed them to Barbara Walters.
I bet they were big.
Yeah, Barbara was a little bit confused at first. She thought Donald had sent her a car cover to figure out what that was all about.
Well, it could be a car cover.
Donald Trump is 61 today. Trump plans to celebrate by breaking ground on a 75-story cake. Could have left that one in the archive.
Yeah, put that back.
And finally,
send that one to the recycle bin.
Yeah, put that in the recycle bin.
Get back in the oven. That's not ready yet.
That's right. It was reported that Donald Trump was considering tapping O.J. Simpson for the next round of Celebrity Apprentice. Yeah. I think he'd make a good contestant on the show. He'd be willing to stab his teammates in the back.
Oh, that's for sure.
There you go. This is also, I was too lazy to put together a segment today, so I put this together. But I hope it worked out.
Been there.
Yeah, thank you. The book Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, of course, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Right, thank you, Bill. 17-year veteran of the show, Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Laclede Cab. 70 years of providing great cab service for the people in and around St. Louis. Laclede Cab STL Taxi is the app, and it is free. I went in the kitchen just now, and it's my first cup of coffee of the day. And I accidentally took a sip with nothing in it, just black. Ugh. I wish I could drink coffee black, because I think that's the only way you would ever be able to appreciate good coffee from mediocre coffee.
If you don't mask it.
In its purest form.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever coffee I drink, all tastes like creamer and sweetener. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody...
Sorry, Tom Charleville.
Drinks coffee black.
And by the way... after that day we talked about Clipper coffee,
mm-hmm.
I got emails from some people that went out and bought it, and they said it's fantastic. We took a bag of the beans to a friend of ours in Kansas City, and she has a $1,000 espresso thing in her kitchen, one of those fancy things the steam milk comes out of. She put the beans in there and said, it is tremendous coffee.
I like it.
Clipper.
Yeah.
So there you go. I just wish I could drink it black, because I don't think I'm ever going to really, I don't drink enough, not even probably a full cup a day. But I think if you drink it black, then you can tell one from another.
Oh, and I checked. It is. It's right there on the middle shelf.
Yeah. I can't stand the taste of black coffee.
Mm-mm.
Maybe
I
just
can't either.
I don't know. You don't put anything in wine. You just drink it. So maybe one day I'll work my way toward that. I don't know. I don't understand the creepy clown thing. I must have missed the first story when this started. What happened here that people started putting on clown masks and scaring people?
A couple people did it, and then it's just copycat.
Isn't that a
now?
Stupid thing? Because let me tell you, morons who are thinking about doing that, that's a good way to get killed. That's a good way to get shot. Because people don't know your intentions. If you have a knife or a chainsaw, even if it's fake, they don't know you. What are you, nuts? I mean, and then the story that Ronald McDonald, they're going to, you know, sort of curtail appearances. But I didn't know Ronald McDonald still even made appearances. I've never seen a Ronald McDonald anywhere for years.
Yeah, he does. But some of those clowns,
I'm telling you, that's a dumb thing to do.
Oh, it's so
because
crazy.
When the cops pull up and you've got a chainsaw, they don't know if you're actually dangerous or you're just goofing around. They find another way to goof around.
Yeah,
I've never wanted to be a clown. Have you ever? I've never had
no.
the urge to put the makeup on and the shoes.
No.
I've
no.
never wanted to do that.
No.
But apparently, there are people that make a full-time living at it, which in itself is kind of good. No offense, clowns. But that's just kind of, it's just something weird about that, that every day you put on that stuff and go to kids' parties. And,
yeah.
and I'm sorry, I'm sure that many of you are good people. It's just a strange thing to do, is be a clown. There's a guy down in Florida in Port St. Lucie. That was Ricky Ricardo's favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
Port St. Lucie!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, he said one time, I love Port St. Lucie. And they were going to make a TV show out of it, and then they shortened it to I Love Lucy. But there's a guy down there, after this hurricane stuff, he parked his BMW in his living room because of the hurricane. Now, I got to tell you something.
I would do this.
I love cars, and if I were down there and had a really nice car, I'm not kidding. I would do this. Apparently, he had a like double doors, a double wide sliding. He was able to get the car in the living room. Peon showed me a picture of it parked right in his living room. I know a lot of people think this is weird. As a car guy, I think it's brilliant. Good for him. I did this once with a motorcycle. But for different reasons, we lived at Pheasant Run. Pheasant Run is a stone's throw from here. It's down Dorset. And like a lot of young people, we lived in a couple of apartment, in fact, three apartment complexes to be specific. And the third one was Pheasant Run. And that's sort of when you kind of made it. Because we were in a, and get ready, $240 a month, two-bedroom.
Yep.
Whoa!
And for another 20 a month, we had a carport.
Whoa!
I know. We were in high cotton, as they say. And the manager called me one day because I had a motorcycle parked on the patio. It was one of these apartments where they call it a patio. It's the size of a big postage stamp.
Oh, yeah.
And your grill on there and barely a couple of chairs.
Yeah.
It's just a little concrete pad. But I parked my motorcycle there and had it chained to something. So they call and say, hey, you can't do that. And I said, why? And she said, it's unsightly. And I said, my neighbor has a barbecue grill that is more rust than grill. It's ugly. Well, in the homeowner's whatever, there's no exclusion for barbecue grills, but it specifically states that no motorcycles are to be parked on your patio. You'll have to move it. I said, and move it where? In the parking lot where somebody could just steal it? She said, well, that's really your problem. So I thought about it, and I was not about to put my shiny motorcycle that I waxed regularly out in the parking lot. So we went round and round about this, and then came the sort of the threats. Well, we'll fine you. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to park it in the living room of the apartment. And she said, well, you can't do that. I said, will you show me where in the bylaws or whatever? Of course, nowhere in there did it address parking a motorcycle in the living room. And I said, and it leaks a lot of oil. It didn't, but I told her that. Well, guess what happened? She said, park it on the patio. And that was the end of it. So sometimes you just got to use your head and come up with other solutions. This joke takes a little time to tell correctly, so let me get the lady. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
A couple of years since I told this, I think. There's a guy who escapes from prison. He's been in prison for 15 years. He's a bad, bad person. He's a murderer. And he breaks into a house looking for money, guns. Well, he's desperate. He's on the run. And he finds a young couple in bed. And he orders the guy out of bed, and he ties him to a chair. You know, you've all seen that scene where the guy's squirming, just
right.
in a chair. Well, he's tied to a chair. And he tries to take the young man's young wife to bed. And he gets on her, and he starts nuzzling her neck. And then he jumps up and runs into the bathroom. While he's in there, the young husband looks at his young wife and said, "Listen to me. Now listen, and listen, please do exactly as I say. This guy is an escaped criminal. Look at him. Look at his clothes. I know he's disgusting. He's probably spent, my goodness, who knows how long it's been since he's even seen a woman. He's been in jail for years and years. I saw how he nuzzled your neck and kissed you. Listen to me, honey. If he wants sex, I don't care how disgusting he is, don't resist. Don't complain. Do whatever he tells you, baby. Satisfy him. I don't care if he's nauseating and disgusting. This guy is dangerous. If he gets mad, he will kill us. Please, honey, be strong. I love you." His wife says, "Oh, he wasn't kissing my neck. He's actually whispering in my ear and told me he was gay and that he thought you were cute. He asked if we had any Vaseline. I said it's in the bathroom. Honey, you be strong. I love you too."
All right, let's get a check on traffic now. Airborne with Tim Weiland.
Oh, Dan, we got a heck of an accident on southbound 270. It's just a little bit south of Graboid. The two left lanes are blocked. A tractor trailer and a van. Somehow the van ended up facing the wrong direction, and it's back up to the right next to the tractor trailer. So traffic, man, if you're on southbound 270, you can expect stop-and-go traffic a little south of Page, and it goes all the way to where this accident is. Now, northbound drivers, a little heavy from Tesson Ferry in that area, as they slow down to take a look. Eastbound Highway 270 stacks up now from 370 around the bend through New Florissant. If you're traveling on westbound 364, not really that bad. A little off the pace traffic between the Maryland Heights Expressway out past the Veterans Bridge. Westbound 70 was stop and go a little west of 270 past 5th Street. You had westbound 40 drivers. That was slowing from Vandeventer out through McCausland. And then eastbound 40 drivers, Timberlake Manor through Mason. You're heavy again from approaching Lindbergh to just about McKnight. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. The new Subway Autumn Carved Turkey Sandwich is served with thick-cut carved turkey, a new sweet cranberry mustard sauce, and sliced cheddar cheese. All on freshly baked 9-grain wheat bread. Try it today at Subway. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
Could your family use a new playroom that's not the living room? Consider basement finishing and basement remodeling from Woods Basement Systems. A finished basement adds value and living space to your home. For a basement finished the right way, call Woods. This area's most respected basement waterproofing and foundation repair company, Woods Basement Systems, will finish your basement the right way. Call for your free appointment today. Call Woods toll-free at 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com. Are common problems stealing value from your home? If you have a damp basement or wet dirt crawl space, possibly radon, basement wall cracks, doors or windows that stick, or uneven concrete, these problems will get worse if you ignore them. So call this area's most respected basement waterproofing and foundation repair company, Woods Basement Systems, serving this area for 30 years. Get your free estimate today and restore your home's value.
Call 866-581-1081 or find them online at woodsbasementsystems.com. Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile. You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew.
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Over 115 million Americans have diabetes and prediabetes. That's nearly 4 out of 10 adults, and it's projected that soon, one half of the adult U.S. population will be affected by diabetes. If you currently have or are worried about diabetes, then pay attention. Dr. Kyle Longo, the diabetes doctor, is bringing you a free seminar you won't want to miss. He'll teach you how to reverse diabetes and stop prediabetes in its tracks. This free seminar will be held in the evening at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, October 19th, and Saturday, October 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Marriott West Hotel, 660 Maryville Center Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63141. Find out how Dr. Kyle Longo's patients get off their meds and become diabetes-free. You can register yourself and a guest by calling 800-684-5908 or online at diabetesstl.com. Again, call 800-684-5908. That's 800-684-5908 or register online at diabetesstl.com.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
As football fans, Raising Cane's believes in rushing quarterbacks, but not our hot, fresh 24-hour marinated chicken. We believe in running out the clock, but never out of our refreshing sweet tea and lemonade. And we believe in supporting our teams with the same passion we have for serving our customers. Because when it comes to football season, we go all out. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Need to put a new mid-size ag tractor to work on your farm? Now, during Kubota's Shift into Savings sales event, you can put an acclaimed M-Series tractor to work with great savings. Enjoy clean and powerful performance, Grand X control technology, and the largest cab in class. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. See your local Kubota dealer today. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Join Extreme Athlete George Schimmel and the Guardians for Heroes Foundation to honor the brave men and women who fight for our freedom. George is running across America to support our veterans, 50 miles a day, starting September 11th in San Diego and finishing in New York City on Veterans Day. Along his route, we'll celebrate our veterans with benefit concerts and gather signatures for the Stop Soldier Suicide petition. Go to beastmodeforthebrave.org to follow George on his epic salute to our military heroes and find out how you can help.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Bring me
Yes, that music means only one thing. Let me go home. It means we only have two pieces of music that would fit this segment, and we used one of them for years and we got tired of it. So now we use this one, and it means it's time to go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And right next door is a Smokehouse Market, and they're both east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed on Mondays, with only a couple of exceptions throughout the year. Gift cards are always a good idea, and everybody loves gift cards from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. And now, here is Mike Evans. How you doing, Holmes?
Give it up.
You know, every once in a while, a little Ernest T. Bass comes through, because you do a good Ernest T. Bass, and it comes out every once in a while.
How do you do, Mrs. Wally?
See?
It's me. It's Ernest T.
That's right. It's him.
It's me. It's Ernest T.
Pop quiz question. Get ready for your pop quiz question.
We're ready.
Name the name of the female singer who can't read.
Can't read?
Mary J. Blige. Ariana Grande. Rihanna, Selena Gomez. Love Nugget. Is Britney Spears a cougar now because she's trying to hook up with Justin Bieber? I still think that Britney Spears is hot.
I know you said that before. Well, she's
really
certainly no slouch. I mean, she's
and talk about one of the probably biggest recoveries ever of a celebrity in their life.
That's true.
I mean, that her shaved head period when she was
her shaved head period.
Well,
kind of talk is it?
Shaved head time in her life.
Oh man, edit that out. That's disgusting. Edit that out. Holy cow!
Leaves a bad impression on your mind.
Yeah, I'd say.
Justin Timberlake.
Very talented.
And his wife, Jessica Biel, would regularly take long walks from their West Village apartment down the Hudson River to the Battery Park, sit on a bench there and look out at the river and the Statue of Liberty. They haven't done that for a while, and that's because they have seen divorce attorneys.
Wow.
Justin Timberlake's been wandering off the reservation.
What is that park where everybody gets beaten up? Oh, Assault and Battery Park.
My goodness.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Assault and Battery humor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a very sad thing we're talking about here, Frank. None of you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We're
yes, it is.
Justin Timberlake.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Up.
You're right. It is sad. How sad the divorce or the splitting of these two. I'm sorry.
I think Jessica Biel's as hot as they come, too.
She is.
So you think he's. They say he's been wandering?
Wandering off
wandering.
The
reservation.
Wandering.
Nah. They say men do that, but I don't buy it.
I don't think they do.
No.
What percentage of men do you think go out on their wives?
70.
Really?
Married men?
Huh?
60. 60 or 70.
You think 60%? Oh, yeah. I can't believe it'd be that high.
No.
I would say probably 25.
Oh, my goodness. Naive. Naive party of one.
What?
Could be.
Naive party of one.
No, I think maybe 20%. Probably one in every five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's Dan, there's me.
Oh, boy.
There's
okay,
Dion.
Okay, 100. 100%.
Uh-huh. Different kinds of love. It's kind of beautiful. Goldie Hawn and Boy George.
That's a beautiful couple right there.
They have been friends for a long, long time. They also are the co-presidents of the Love for Children Charities, in which they've given millions of dollars over the last 20 years.
Well, good for them.
Different kind of loves. Mm-hmm. Paris Jackson's mom, Debbie Rowe, very, very thick and good on Paris. She's been spending a lot of time with her mom now.
Mm.
Debbie Rowe's very sick. How about the keeping up the Kardashians robbery, Kim's Kardashian? Now, more and more people say that there's something that smells about this. You know, if they decide that this thing was a scam and they've already gone to the insurance and asked for money, I think somebody has to go to jail, don't they?
Yeah.
They should, but in this case probably won't. If it's fraud.
I would think so. New York Garment District has officially asked Kanye West... You are not welcome. Do not come back next year.
Racists.
It was a disaster, troublemaker, caused problems everywhere he went, just a total bust.
Yeah, that's what racists say about black people.
You refer... Oh, I don't want to get political.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
I thought you should know... did you see Sully?
I did not. My wife saw it with a girlfriend.
Why didn't you see it? I told you to see it.
Oh, that's right. What am I thinking? You told me to see it, and
I think you'd really enjoy it, and I'm looking for your best interest.
I actually, after what she said, yeah, I think I would enjoy it. I'll see it eventually.
Anybody else see it in the studio?
I'm sorry, Mike. I forgot you told me to see it.
No, I didn't see it, Mike.
I didn't mind you. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Next time, I'll beg you to see it.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody there see it?
No.
I mean, why do we even try?
I haven't seen it. I haven't been to movie theaters in almost 2 years.
Well, you have a little baby.
Yes, so yeah, we've gone. Yeah, not been able to get to the movies.
Well, I bring it up because Tom Hanks in the movie, his hair is white. That's actually the color of his hair now is white. He dyes it darker when he just let it grow out and cut it real short, so it was just all his natural white hair.
Okay.
Sorry to report Mary Tyler Moore not doing well. And Zsa Zsa Gabor, I don't know how she's still alive.
Nobody
apparently
does.
Not doing well at all.
No, she's
she hasn't been out of bed in about 5 years.
I know. It's unbelievable. She's about to turn 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Ooh.
She's really using all the runway on that deal. Date in history, October 11th, 1919. First in flight meal is served on an airplane. A cold, stale peanut butter jelly sandwich and a cup of water.
That sounds good.
I flew American the other day. I had a peanut butter jelly sandwich. It was $8. And I think it might have been left over from that flight on 1919. It was just about as stale.
I'm surprised that they would have peanut butter on a plane like that with the peanut allergies.
Peanut allergy thing is completely overblown.
And there was a warning on it.
Yeah. Warning, if you have a peanut allergy, this will kill you.
Danger.
Yeah. And dying on this date, Red Fox from the old Sanford and Son.
Peon does a good Red Fox.
He does?
Yeah.
I do.
Let's hear it.
I thought you
Let's
did.
Let's hear it.
You big dummy.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Thank you.
No, that is good.
That's pretty good. By the way, do you know what Red Fox's real last name was?
Blue Fox.
No, I had heard his... I can't remember.
What?
His real last name is Sanford.
Oh,
he's from St. Louis.
Red Sanford?
Yeah, Red Sanford.
Well, yeah.
Now you know.
Thanks to Mike Segal.
Anyway!
No.
Oh, I bring it up because he died on this day. Also, a very little known fact about Red Fox is that he was Elvis Presley's best friend and the only celebrity that Elvis invited to his wedding and stood up next to Elvis when he was married to Priscilla.
And he was from St. Louis.
There you go.
Why did you have to try to make Mike's story better?
That's the way he is.
Like you didn't think it was good enough.
He always has to try to upstage anybody. Frank, when you're out there on Friday, he does it all the time.
That's like his way of saying, oh, that's not quite enough of a story. Let me add something.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Well, did you hear this?
I would never do that.
And let me tell you something. There's freaking millions of people from St. Louis. Red Fox was the only one invited to Elvis Presley's wedding and stood up next to Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
I think that was a very piss-poor reason and an attempt, very bad attempt, to try to one-up.
I think everybody agrees.
I think I'm wasting my breath even mentioning it. And finally.
Now he's going home.
Finally for that.
Yeah.
Man, can only take so much. Frank Opinion will tell you that.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Sorry.
Name the name of the female singer who can't read. Mary J. Blige, Ariana, or Ariola Grande.
I like Ariola Grande.
Rihanna, or Selena Gomez.
Whoa. Man, I'll say Rihanna.
I think it's Mary J. Blige.
I think it's Mary J.
It is Mary J.
Blige. Yeah!
I like Kevin Love! Take care, Mommy and Eli! Watching the playoffs of Dodgers. Oh, that's right, St. Louis. Mike Evans,
I had
to
do that. Let's see, two smart people, one dumb person. Oh, yeah, Pete and I, you and I.
How about that?
Dan, you're not that smart. You can get it.
No.
That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Now, let's talk about security cameras, all right? And what a great, for a second, let's just not even talk about the fact that once you capture the bad person and you've got them in ultra high definition, you can count their nose hairs. I mean, my goodness, there they are. There's a license plate number. Let's talk about the idea that surveillance cameras might prevent you from even having to do that, because it's a great deterrent to not only crime, and we think in terms of crime. How about at your company, your place of work, internally there, the shenanigans that might be going on that you don't know about? Well, get this. If Gateway Lock and Security puts surveillance cameras on your property or in your company, anytime you want, you can pick up your tablet or your phone and take a quick look and see just what's going on at work. What are they doing? And if you see Bob there in the warehouse sleeping on a, he's made himself a little makeshift cot there in the warehouse and he's supposed to be unloading stuff, got him. And if he lies about it and goes, I was not, well, here, take a look at this, Bob. Here's the actual footage of you sleeping at work. You're fired. I'm telling you, surveillance cameras are the best. And I think it keeps people on their toes. You know what else keeps people on their toes? Putting the urinals up real high.
Yep.
That keeps them on their toes. See what I did there?
Yeah.
That's an old joke. I just made it my own, as Paul Abdul would say. I love surveillance cameras. I've told you before, I'm a fan of, at some point, probably having cameras almost everywhere. Certainly not in bathrooms, but almost everywhere. And then there's no question. It's not one person's word against the other. Gotcha. Here you are on camera. Now, these systems that are put in by Gateway Lock and Security, you think you can do this yourself and order the cameras and put them in? Good luck. I've seen people try to do that. You can have two cameras, four cameras, six cameras, eight cameras. You can have an NVR system, a DVR system. You know what that means? Let them explain it to you. They do night vision cameras. You got a warehouse, you got a business, you're worried about what goes on at night. Night vision, where in total darkness, they capture anything as far as 50 feet away at night. They do more. They do keypad entry systems, master key systems. They're licensed, bonded, and insured in Missouri. The name is Gateway Lock and Security. Folks, there's no such thing, I don't think, as too much security. We live in a weird world. We got meth addicts everywhere, heroin addicts. They'll do anything to get the cash they need to get their drugs. I don't care where you live. It used to be certain places safer than the other. Not anymore. Why mess with that stuff? Talk to these people. Gateway Lock and Security, good family business. Gateway Lock and Security has been around over 50 years. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
Let's get a final quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Yeah, Dan, they just cleared the accident on southbound 270 south of Graboy. All lanes are now open, but the mess is done. It's jammed up from Olive all the way through Graboy, and that's bumper to bumper. Same thing on westbound 44 from Grand out through about Hampton, and then it's slow through Jamison. We have westbound 40 drivers now slowing from Vandeventer out through McCausland. Eastbound 40 drivers downtown, everything is thinned out, but eastbound is still heavy from about Lindbergh, just east of Clayton Larson. They're working with an accident at Jeffco and Miller Road, and it looks like up in North County, eastbound Highway 270, still heavy east of McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Are you still taking your child's temperature the same way it was done decades ago? Pick up the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
But
is the most buzzed about new show on television? No contest. It's NBC's new drama, This Is Us. Don't miss an all-new episode of This Is Us at its new time at 8 Central, tonight on NBC.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house.
This is Howard Richards. After a bye week, Barry Odom's Tigers travel to Gainesville to take on the Florida Gators.
Touchdown, Missouri.
KTRS coverage begins at 1 p.m. The kickoff is at 3.
On the Big 550, KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
This summer, SLS Las Vegas adds a mischievous chapter with the ultimate party package called hashtag My Vegas Story. Guests 21 and over who book a two-night stay in the boutique Story Tower receive a complimentary mini bar stocked with more than $200 worth of party essentials, including vodka, Fireball, Bud Light, Red Bull, and much more, while enjoying VIP access to day life and nightlife experiences. To book your stay, visit slslasvegas.com/myvegasstory.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
5 years ago, the eclectic creator of the City Museum died at his latest creation, Cementland. It was ruled a bulldozer accident. Tonight, the new claim. He was beaten to death.
A deadly double shooting in South St. Louis. Homicide detectives combing for clues.
I want to think about what my message is going to be.
County Police Chief John Belmar set to stand up for his officer killed in the line of duty.
Facing life behind bars, a student sentenced for a hazing attack.
First on Fox, newly released pictures and a medical report suggest the death of City Museum creator Bob Casley was not an accident.
Casley died 5 years ago, and St. Louis police concluded that he died when his bulldozer tumbled down a hill. Well, Fox News' Andy Banker is here with an explosive new claim saying that it's not possible. Andy?